let's go to Nirvana. Nirvana is that the federal government develops for the first time a capital budget. And you'd have to change the Budget Act the way that OMB and CBO score, but let's assume they do. We develop a federal budget. And let's assume we realize we have a $3 trillion infrastructure gap, and that's what it is, particularly if you're going to do high-speed rail. $3 trillion. That would cost about $280 billion a year in debt service. Now, $280 billion, well, people say, wow, how are you going to be able to afford that? Well, I have two words for you, Iraq and Afghanistan. Were we to be out of both wars, and I mean fully out, not just what they say we're spending, but what we're spending on private contractors, et cetera, repairing the Iraqi infrastructure, the Afghani infrastructure, that's easily $280 billion a year. And spend that over the next 10 years, we could develop a first-class infrastructure for this country and do something that would have an incredibly positive effect on the economy. That type of spending would create millions of new jobs, maybe over 10 million new jobs, number one. Number two, those jobs are not just on the construction sites, but they're back at the factories. I remember, Steve, when we did stimulus, we tracked stimulus in Pennsylvania. And the first year of stimulus, 2009, was actually 10 months. In those 10 months, orders for steel, asphalt, and concrete in Pennsylvania were somewhere between 40 and 55% higher than they were the previous year in 12 months. So we weren't not just creating jobs on the bridge site or the road site, we were creating jobs back at steel factories and concrete factories and asphalt factories and aggregate factories and timber factories. And that's the key. And these are great, well-paying jobs that pay $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $75,000, $80,000, and they can't be outsourced. So there is an answer to this. It's just a question of whether we as a country have the will to go ahead and do this.